Okay. All right. Hello. Welcome to the first episode of My Turn. I'm
My
Danny Luna,
turn,
and
and
this
I'm
is the beautiful.
Jackie Ostick.
All right. So we're just two ordinary people. Just
We're
two
about to turn
ordinary people.
40.
About to turn 40. So, fun story is that Jackie and I are both Leos, and we're literally a few days apart.
It explains why we get along so well, honestly.
It does. Well, the thing is that we don't really present like Leos. And that's the whole story behind My Turn is that we're really big cheerleaders for other people and we're there to support. But we've never really stepped into our light. So we've worked in many shadows, but we decided it's our turn. So the purpose for this podcast is actually it's going to be a space for real stories, for relatable voices, so more of our friends. And it's going to be a celebration of ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things. Not that we don't love a good podcast with our favorite celebrities or anything, but like we want something that's relatable. And some of the advice that they have is out of tune, out of touch, or not affordable. And we want to hear from people who are living their everyday lives. And so we both are located in New York City, which is crazy in and of itself. And it's pretty easy to blend in, but we don't want to do that anymore.
Yes.
So I think we're going to move on to why now? Why are we doing this now, Jackie? We're about to turn 40. That's also one of the reasons.
Yeah, we're about to turn 40, and you know what? We're both on the cusp of like these big moments in our lives where like it's like Danny has this business and I'm an actor, and so like auditioning for these bigger shows. And you know, I think as women especially, we've been taught to kind of be like, no, you go, and like
Yeah,
cheering other people on. Yeah,
after
after
you,
you. And like
yeah.
that's great. And I think there is something to that, but it's very easy to forget that it's okay to step into your power.
100%.
And so this is a way to celebrate ourselves doing it, to acknowledge that we are stepping into this space, and then also look at other people and be like, look at them stepping into their power. So we want to celebrate that as well.
Exactly. Celebrate that and then also have them step into a spotlight. It's almost like a venue of permission. I don't know why we needed permission, but it helps. And I think that exactly what you described is in the position of a woman in society. I always think about strength in numbers, and I also think that there's a lot of people who a lot of females who aren't really bonding together and celebrating each other. And it becomes this competitive sort of primal space that nobody wants to share. But the fact of the matter is, there's space for everybody. And there's a lot of pieces in the puzzle. So it still makes up a picture. Also, we both do love storytelling. And
Yes.
Jackie has mastered the art. I am hopefully trying to attach myself to that and be better. I can oftentimes be very tangential. But storytelling is powerful in and of itself. And that's how you can relay experience and how you can relate to people. And I think that there's just something so powerful if we look at like TED Talks and people's experiences, or like we look at these documentaries that people are telling stories from. And storytelling is a way that we can pass on knowledge. We can really ingrain and hit home runs with messages. And there really is an art form to it.
Yeah, there
So you've
really
been doing some studying of it, right?
is. You know what? It's fun. I am a tour guide here in New York. I give food tours downtown, and it's been really fun to figure out how I tell these stories, because there's the overarching theme of the entire tour, right? Like the neighborhood, where we are, where it is in the history of the city, and then the food that goes along with it. But then there's also the story within each spot that we go to. And so it's like, am I keeping people engaged? Do they want to keep listening to me? Because they're also stuck with me for 3 hours. And it's like, Got to be interesting, and I got to win them over with my personality. And it's been really fun to watch it. And actually, just the other day, like I had this big aha moment with a story that I was telling, where I were at this a building that has this long history of being like a carriage house for horses, and then it was an ice house, and there's some mafia connection in there. And I kind of added a little like whisper,
I love
like,
that.
"Oh, and then this happened," and I got a laugh from my audience, my guest. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never thought to do that. And like, that was a fun discovery to make. So
Well,
you got to hook.
you're practicing improv at the same time. This is all very relatable into acting. You have to
Exactly.
captivate your audience. Also, they're paying, so you have to like be
Yeah,
entertaining.
exactly. Yeah, it's really, oh my gosh, I love that part of the job. And it's been fun to discover like the best way to tell the stories. And there's definitely like punchlines. And there have been times that I've tried other ways and it's like, nope, you got to keep the punchline the way that it is.
There's a
It's,
recipe to this. And yeah. But see, that's what I love. And that's what we're hoping to bring is that, like, in that moment and in this moment, it's honest, it's raw, there's funny moments, but it's just very authentic to the moment. And that's really important. And I love movies, I'm like a huge rom-com person.
Me
And
too.
everything is like laid out perfectly, though. And I feel like we don't celebrate the flaws or things like that. And I know with my personal storytelling, like it'll never be as seamless as like a script. I don't think anybody's will be, but like I really struggle with having ADHD because I think every little detail is really important. And I'm like, but if you don't hear about this grain of sand that 20 minutes later I will refer to again, this story will not work. But that's not always how it is. I have to see the audience for what they're interested in, and I mean, some moments maybe won't be interesting on here for some people. So, but I think there's a moment where when we're storytelling, we also learn about ourselves and what things have been important to us, and those are the things that we speak about.
Yes, but also I will say, Danny, like there is a I had a the person that trained me on these tours, he gave me a great piece of advice. He was like, you want to drop the pin. So like, yes, that one little thing, just you wait, I'm
Yes.
gonna bring that back later, and it makes it all go back
There,
and circle
I
back.
love this.
Yeah, so you're just
Ugh.
dropping the pin. You're dropping the pin.
I'm gonna keep that with me.
Yes.
So as we continue to talk, we also want to do little segments about like current events and
Yes.
not so much current. I guess it happened like a week or two ago, but so I'm a huge 49er fan. I was born and
Yes.
raised in the Bay Area. I went to 49er games consistently, watched, I mean, huge Joe Montana fan, all of the greats. I have jerseys that are like 30 years old. And my friend here,
I
Jackie, is a
yes.
huge Eagles fan, and this was
Go
a really
birds.
big moment for you guys. Not only did you win the Super Bowl, but you spanked them. Mahomes got sacked like five times. I think Kelsey touched the ball twice. And I just wanted to know how you felt about that. Or did you think at any point, like, I thought the second half was like a little bit boring. I was crocheting during it. But I also felt relieved and it wasn't a nail biter.
Yes. You know, a part of me on the game was like, I wanted it to be kind of like a head-to-head battle in a
Oh, I
way, because I
definitely
want,
didn't.
and I well, like I just like, because it they are a good team, and I thought, okay, like let's see. But then there was just something so exciting to know that it was happening, and I'm a
I
really
mean,
proud Colt.
you guys were prepared in every way. A team showed up for the Eagles, and I saw a Mahomes out there. I saw a Travis Kelce out there. I saw
Yes.
some players, but I just what happened was what I wanted to happen. The other alternative was whether I wanted both teams to lose, but that wasn't going to happen. So
Right. Right. It was, oh my gosh, it was the best. And then it was so fun. I went to Philadelphia actually the next day for an audition,
Right, right.
and there were all of these like everyone was just on fire about the Eagles. And I used to listen to this my parents used to put on this like kids radio show every night when we were little. And my mom was like, let's put on Kids Corner and listen to it. And the whole show was about celebrating the Eagles. And it was just so pure.
Oh my
I know.
God. I will admit that I have been obsessed on social media looking up Eagles fans before the Super Bowl. And there were some really funny memes of this is what the city is going to look like, whether the Eagles win or they lose. And it's just like burning to the ground. But you know what? They brought it home. And I know there's a big celebration.
It was huge.
You
Saquon
guys did
Barkley
it.
went out into the streets and was chatting with everybody.
That story alone, coming from the Giants and like really just showcasing himself on the Eagles. Oh, Saquon, if you can hear us, we want to be your friend.
We love you. We
We could be
love
your big
you.
sisters. That can I just talk about the other thing? Is that like some of these players, when I was looking them up, I don't know when this happened to us, but like we could be their teen moms.
No, I
And I
know.
was
I can't.
like, no, I rebuke that.
I
That's,
know. I was like, I'm the same age as them. I'm the same age. Nope.
Oh, it's no, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I love being 22. With a little bit more wisdom, but like,
Right.
and then you think about it, and you're like, I mean, the physical therapist in me is like, your brain isn't fully developed until 25, and like you are getting crushed, and like, I am like freaking out about it, but you know, these little babies are also representing a lot of people that are rooting for
Yes.
them in like their hometowns, their states. And so, you know,
Oh
oh
my gosh.
man.
Yeah, it must be hard, Danny. Like you haven't gotten to talk a lot about your work right here yet. But
Oh
like
yeah. Well,
do you
first of all, your
watch?
work makes me super nervous. I
Yeah.
would never want to be on a stage, which is funny because you know, I actually work with the Broadway community and I work on shows, pretty prominent shows, and like when people ask me, oh, did you used to be in performance or in theater? And I would be like, what? No, what? No. Like, keep me away from that. I think the two times that I ever tried to do performance theater, I cried on stage in the middle of it and ruined it for everybody. Or I just like can't talk and I have the worst stage fright. So like even this is like right now at like finally my heartbeat isn't in my ear. But yes, I'm a physical therapist, and I will say that like we pass around. I have a group of friends, and like my husband's a physical therapist. When there are injuries, we like cannot stop watching them. So like, when Aaron Rodgers, we were watching the Jets game, and the whole reason why we were watching the Jets in that first game with Aaron Rodgers is because we watched like the whole documentary of like Hard Knocks following him to like starting on the Jets and like, right when he did it, both of us were like, that was his Achilles. And there was nobody around him. It was a push off. It was like really evident to us. And other people were like, oh, did he sprain his ankle? Was it an ACL? And like, it was a non-contact, like just how he planted. And, you know, and the other thing about that that's crazy is that like literally Aaron Rodgers is like less than a year older than us.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I
Oh
remember
my
being in college
gosh.
watching him. I know.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
wild.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
So, the other thing I wanted to talk about. Hi, my name is Danny. I became a Swiftie in October 2023. I watched the documentary Miss Americana and also was obsessed with like Midnights and everything. And yeah, I've been like obsessed with everything henceforth. Will I pay to go to a concert like that? No, I would take and accept like gifts of tickets. But I still think I'm a Swiftie. But Transitioning over, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. What do you think about that?
I just love them so much. First of all, Taylor is a
The
Philly girl.
clasping of the hands
Yes.
and closing of your eyes while answering that question.
I just love them so much. And let me tell you why, my friend. So they both have a Philly connection. So the Kelce brothers are definitely my favorites.
Oh,
Jason
Jason, I
Kelce,
live for you, Jason.
Jason.
I live for you. He is, isn't he our age, right?
Yes, he's our age. He's a little younger than us. Actually, kind of fun fact, he lives in the same town that I grew up in. And that's a little crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, will I see him
We're
at church
basically
one
friends. I
day?
love this
We're
so
basically
much.
best friends.
Yeah.
So I just want to pretend that we're best friends. But I just
Oh.
I love those two brothers. I just think they're really fun. They remind me of my brothers. I think that's why I really, really love
Oh,
them. Because my brothers just like kind of have that fun, like they can just like really
bantery.
banter.
Oh my
That's the
God. One
word.
of the things I love is like, there's a question. I think I saw it on Instagram or something, or somebody sent it to me, and it was like, what's your game day, like pre-game getting ready? And like Jason Kelce, they show him, and he's like, I think I get ready in like a half hour before. And he's like wearing Crocs and basketball shorts and like a tie-dye shirt with like this like old high school gym bag. And he's just like walking, they're showing him in slow motion, and he's just like such a cute little dad when
He
he was
is.
playing. And like, then it pans to like Travis, and Travis was like, I don't know, it takes me like 2.5, 3 hours to get ready. And he's wearing this like white suit with like cropped pants and like a gold chain with like this amazing watch and like this satchel. And he just looks like this vision walking. And I'm obsessed with it. I love
I
it. And
know.
they couldn't be different. So, like, more different.
Exactly. And like and then what I think is so great about Taylor and Travis is that like they both it's just like that like perfect romance that like you read about in a book or in a
I
movie
know.
where and I you know I hesitate to say the word perfect. That really puts a lot of pressure on anything, but I think that they are both at the top of their games and the top of their fields, and they both had such incredible years when like they first started dating that
Yeah, absolutely.
it was a fairy tale. It
Well,
was
it's
a
so
fairy
crazy. I
tale.
was thinking about like, one of her songs that she talks about, like he's captain of the football team or whatever, and she's
Yes.
like, and like it's so cute because she's saying about a small town thing, but like a small town thing kind of happened. And so I really like how that came together. And like I couldn't imagine, I mean, honestly, I know like I thought I was gonna marry Backstreet Boy, and again, I'm an ordinary person. Kevin, if you're still available, I'm not, I'm married. But anyway, I couldn't imagine like when you're at the top of your peak, how much like top of your game, and how much celebrity you are and have to be, and are in the eyes of people. And like, you kind of need somebody who's also going through that experience, because it's not extraordinary, but it's not normal. It's like outside the
Exactly.
bounds of normal, and like there's no playbook for that or anything. And so it probably was really tough on them, but at the same time, I mean, everyone was like, oh my God, football exists. Taylor's like going to football games. What's that? And like what it's done for football in general is really great.
Yes.
I do want
I
to stay
love
away
her.
from like the politics of everything, but I will leave with this, that like a certain someone showed up to the game and he said that he wanted the Chiefs to win. And the next day, this leader of our country tweets something like, or X's, I don't know, Twitter's not a thing anymore. That's how old we
Yeah.
are. We were old enough when it was called the Facebook, by the way.
The Facebook.
thefacebook.com. But
Yes.
he tweeted something like, Taylor Swift is a loser who dates losers, and like Travis Kelce Super Bowl champion. How many? He has three, or is it two?
He has two. Right, he has
Well,
two.
he had
That's
two in a
wild.
row, and that, yeah, it was wild. I was just like, this is, they're even being attacked by, yeah.
Also, I mean,
Anyway.
also Taylor is just such a queen. Like I just love all of her music. I love how she supports other women and just supports everyone in
Supporting
general.
other women. I like, that's my thing. I like to post about it. I want to be the female Snoop Dogg for other females. Like when he was at the Olympics, just being the hype man. Like, I love that. And like, for people who don't know, you and I, we met because we were at an exercise class. And that is really tough. And like, to get through it, like, I think our coping mechanism is like joking around. And so we decided to name our part of the class where like we definitely were like, we're gonna be in the back of the class. We named it the Kids Corner. And like, that's just us, you know?
Because let me tell
Humor
you,
gets
dear
us through.
audience, yeah, this class is at 7 a.m. It's super fun, but it's super difficult. And like, I get it. People got to get their workout in, and they got to be serious. And they're like, it's hard work, and so you wanna be there. And I was like, if I don't laugh through this, I'm just going to cry or throw up. So
It's the
we're
throwing up, which like I feel like is gonna happen when we start laughing. But there's like it always starts with this one move and called knee drivers, and like we wanna die. And like we look at each other and I'm like, it's just a family favorite. Let's go.
family favorite. We love it. We love it.
Oh my God.
But Danny was instrumental in helping me get through that class because I was like really struggling with this one big part of it. And like I think it's hard when you at least like when you get a when you complete an exercise for the first time, like a difficult, a difficult move, and you do it once, then you can't do it again. It's really frustrating. You're kind of like, what am I doing wrong? And I don't even remember how it happened, but Danny like literally looked at me and was like, you need to breathe.
Oh
She's
my
like,
God, you were
take
like
it.
holding your breath the whole time.
Because I was so
And
nervous.
then we had fun because we decided we were gonna keep going together. And so we got on FaceTime one time and we were like practicing pre-jumping so that we could get the timing to jump on these boxes. And it was just so much fun. And then like I think we stopped when you did the move. We like stopped and we were screaming and celebrating that like everyone else around us was like in their zone completing the workout. And we were like, we're retiring.
Yeah, we were like, and we're done. And we're done. I also have to say that there was one other class that was a different class, but it was a dance cardio class. And the teacher was doing one of the most difficult dances in the whole program. And Danny and I both looked at each other and just started twerking.
We threw choreography out the window. It was like, what was it? Was it like, you can do it or something? You can do it,
Was
put your
like,
back into it.
yes,
And
yeah.
like all of a sudden, we were like, no, our millennialness is
Yep.
taking over. And like Ice Cube had us. It was
Yep.
glorious.
And the teacher was just
So.
going for it. And I wish someone had recorded
Oh
it
my
because like
God.
she was like burping out to her
She was
heart's
doing
desire.
burpees and like we had stopped and like, but we had the time of our lives that she had no clue. And
Didn't.
other people were like, kind of, we definitely disturbed like the rest of the people that were in the class because then everyone was laughing and like not doing it. But our poor instructor was like in it to win it.
Exactly. But Danny and I just, we bring the fun. We bring
We like to bring the
the
fun, and but that's also like we ended up meeting a lot of other people in those classes. Like
fun.
it helps like bring the guards down, and like I didn't like going to classes beforehand, and like I will say I'm like a super competitive person, and like when I did the Mile High Run Club, not Mile High Club, guys, I already made that mistake with patience. Mile High Run Club. You go there, it's like a treadmill class, and like I'm racing against people that I don't even know, and like I'm not really welcoming in it. But when I go to these classes, like it's just been fun to have like a group of people encouraging each other while like feeling like you're going through the valley of death.
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
So speaking of some of our, I would say that like, so your career is in acting. What are the other things that you do what for like work things, and then like what are the things that you would consider that like balance you out?
Oh, I love that. That's a great question.
People got to get to know us.
My Instagram bio says actor, storyteller, food tour guide. They give food tours, Levin Bakery hype girl. So I work at Levin Bakery as well. And so I'm one of the
Yes,
trainers
she
there.
does.
Yes, the best chocolate chip cookies in the entire world, celebrating 30 years in business this year.
Oh
It's
my
been,
God.
I know, I know. Run,
Wild.
founded by the two greatest women ever that I will like die on that hill, that they are like amazing, the nicest people. And so I work there. And then my last little bit on my bio is constant cheerleader. So like what I do is
You are.
I audition, I perform. I've got into storytelling over the pandemic. So I have a newsletter that I write every week called The Neighborhood, which is about sharing stories. Yeah, it's super fun. It's super fun. And I'm really
And
proud.
where
Like
can I find the neighborhood?
I can put a link in our little
Yes.
sign up link in our show
Okay.
notes, if you will.
Sounds good. Yes.
It's a fun weekly newsletter with lots of fun stories. And then I, yeah. And then I work at Levin and I give food tours. So I do a lot of different things.
Oh my gosh.
And then I like to watch a lot. I like to read. I watch trashy reality TV.
Oh my God. Yes, you do. And it like, I can't, like, it stresses me out. Like, miscommunications in the Real Housewives, I'm like, you guys just need to talk, communicate. This is not a thing. And then it blows up. And you
Yeah.
can sit there and imbibe it all. And weren't you watching like Love is Blind or something too?
Yes. I started the new season of Love is Blind. That shows some, you know, sometimes I can get through the whole thing, sometimes I can't. But I'm really into Traitors right now. Traitors is really good. That's all
Oh my
celebrities.
God, I heard about that. I heard that it
It's
was a good season. I was told that the first season was kind of like tough to watch because it was like half like reality
yes.
TV people and then half regular people, and the regular people really needed the money. And so like you were like, ugh,
Yeah.
when something bad happened to them, and now it's just like all reality TV. But I definitely I need to start watching that.
It's so good. I just got into it recently and like I'm watching the current season and I ended up watching all of season two just to like see it. It's so good.
Oh
What
my
about
God.
you, Danny? What about, tell me about how you like to, what you do and how you like to relax.
Okay, so we had a little bit of a break, but now we're back. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself, but first I wanted to talk about pre-apologizing.
Yes.
because it's something that like I feel like I'm in the habit of doing. Even when I like somebody bumps into me, I always say, "Oh, I'm sorry." But Jackie and I were having like issues with audio and like, can you hear me now? Like the guy in the Verizon commercial. And then we finally are getting going and it's working and we're like, yay, it's working. She goes, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm gonna stop apologizing. I'm not apologizing.
Yes. And I'm like, I need to stop doing that because like it's not my fault. I was just trying to figure out what was going on and like we were both
Yeah.
figuring it out.
I
It's
think we
just
live in a
like
society where like we've learned to like you, especially, I feel like as a female, I learned to like say an apology just so we can move on. But then it like adds up.
Yep,
And it's like, you
exactly.
know, I know I, number one, yes, I am taking up space. And number two, I need to not be apologetic for it. And I'm not perfect. So
Exactly.
sometimes things don't go the way that we want it to go, but it's not a fault either.
Exactly.
So, and we don't
Hell
have to take that
yeah.
on. Yes,
Exactly.
yes. Reach. So just talking a little bit about myself, I'm a doctor of physical therapy. It's my second career. I own my own physical therapy practice with my husband, in the middle of New York City. That's been quite the endeavor. And I work with, I see a lot of patients here. We're private practice. And I also work on Broadway and I also work with celebrities in film, acting, or acting in film, some small indie movies, and also in on TV as well. The bad part is, like, most of the time, I've never seen what they've been in. One fun fact about me is that I worked at Blockbuster Video. And it's, I will say, while I love my job now, and I did love like working in the engineering field previously before I switched, By far, my favorite job in the world was working for Blockbuster. So all of my movie references and everything are probably from like 70s, 80s, and like early to that like pre-recession 2000s. I regret nothing. But unless those celebrities were in those movies with like a bigger part, I probably have not seen. I'm like terrible with pop culture. And I will tell you like a story that I had this guy come in, and apparently he was his show had like a cult following. I didn't know who he was. He came in, and so I'm taking the subjective and his history and like what's going on, and I always ask people so I can get a better idea of like what I need to return them to. Like, what is your occupation? And so he was like, oh, I'm an actor. And so I wrote, quotation, actor, quotation, preceded by me asking, what else do you do? Do you work in like a restaurant or a bar? Are you on your feet? And like, this person is a pretty big name. And so later I had to admit to him, I was like, so I watched your show and I was like, apparently it is a cult following because I went down the rabbit hole on Reddit. And he was like, oh, you know, very nice. Like, didn't really care whether I saw it or not, but thought it was pretty funny. I ended up telling him, well, when you said your occupation was an actor, I wrote air quotes, actor. And and that he, since I've been like referred really great people from him and like gotten into a really cool circle, but like I hate those moments because like I don't feel like with everything that I named working on Broadway, like seeing patients, I see patients in home. It's like it's a lot. And then running our business, like doing all the administrative duties, running our payroll, like coordinating, we host courses and I'm teaching yoga and like also training some people and then coordinating a masseuse that's working here as well as like a trainer who's training people here and trying to get some like other like movement classes going. I don't have like that much time. And the time that I do dedicate outside of there, like I crochet.
Oh, I love that.
So talking about balance, I love crocheting. My husband until this year, we've been together for 13 years. He did not know that I crocheted. And then before, I want to say like when we were living in California, so like 2017, 2018, I like bought acrylic paint and he was like, "What are you doing that?" And I was like, "I'm gonna paint." So he didn't know that I paint.
Gosh, he's like
I have
discovering new
these like
things about
weird
you.
hot, yeah, but we do like things a lot. Like we used to go on like 30 to 40 mile like bike rides together in not San Francisco, although we did live in San Francisco. Fun fact, at the same time, but didn't know each other, and we lived a couple blocks away from each other for like a year or two.
No way.
We didn't meet until we got to NYU for our doctorate program, and he sat in front of me and he turned around with this like gorgeous smile that I wanted to punch off his face. And he was like, "Oh, you're from California? I'm from California." And I was like, "Yeah, it's a big effing state." Like, wanted nothing to do with him. I was like, I have a boyfriend and you can't tempt me with that gorgeous smile of yours. Anyway, we're together. No, I didn't cheat, but we're together. Yeah, that was a fun fact. But
Love
like,
that.
he's been learning things about me and he was like, the thing about you is like, I'm a multi-hyphenate. So like, I have so many passions and like, the thing for me when people are like, I'm so passionate about it, especially like other ADHDers, what it is for them is like a momentary infatuation. And like you learn like everything about one thing like really rapidly and like hyper focused. But the thing is, I've never dropped a hobby. Like I keep them going and it just like grows into our storage unit, which like in New York City is like not a lot. But when we moved, I got rid of my painting. But yeah, I like to, and then I was taking up watercolor. Like I really liked acrylic painting, but I don't feel like I have watercolor is like a whole different beast. If anybody wants to tutor me, I'm happy. I also like to do origami and but crocheting beanies right now, and I'm making two blankets. One is an exercise blanket, so every day has a color depending on the exercise that I do. So if I don't exercise, that's gray, which is like kind of boring, right? But this blanket has kept me so accountable because I'm like, oh my God, there's been three grays in a row. So I need to add some color to this. So it'll be like an exercise class I go to, my trainer. The other thing right now that's really big in my life, I do run. I'm running the New York City half marathon.
Yes.
I tend to do like one or two half marathons and then like every other year a marathon. I also am learning how to do handstands for like the last 3+ years. And that's been quite the like I have no business being upside down for what? For what? But it's fun.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, but you see how much help I get. It's like the weirdest feeling. When you feel the lightest when you are upside down is when you're in the correct position. But I get the fault, like I get the feeling about like when you have a little bit of turbulence and you feel like you get light, like it freaks me out. And like I am strong enough to hold it, but that feeling used to freak me out. So I'm getting used to that.
That's so cool.
But for fun, I really like reading. I've sort of gotten away from reading like fiction. And so I'm trying to get back to that because I really find journal articles entertaining, like research. I also like to read a lot of like inspirational books, or like I guess they're categorized as like self-improvement. And the thing about this is I always start reading it for my patients. And I'm always like, oh my God, the finger's being pointed at me. So I end up learning a lot through that and then incorporating a lot of those things that I learn or strategies into my life or into patients' lives. Yeah, it's but you know, it squeezes your time. And like the other thing I like to do is be really like focused on my health. Obviously it like comes in spurts, but like I try to get enough sleep, I try to get enough movement. For a while I did this thing from a book I read, self-improvement book, shocker. The 5 a.m. club. And basically like the book is like it has really good things to offer, but there's like an overarching like storyline that they've made to it to try to help you learn like different lessons and like implement this 5 a.m. club, which is like you get up, basically it's essentially you get up at 5. You don't start doing like your regular routine until 6. So you do 20 minutes of like movement, 20 minutes of meditation, and 20 minutes of learning something new. So that gives you the full hour, and then like around 6 o'clock. So I've like sort of shifted that to like 5:30, 6 o'clock, depending on what I need to do. And I sometimes like now it's like 9:30 at night, and we're recording this. So tomorrow I'll be like 6 a.m. club, but.
Yes, 6 a.m. club. Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've learned different things how to like manage my time or like the Pomodoro method when I'm in like a functional freeze. I have a friend that I used to text and I would be like, "Hey, Anthony, I'm really like stuck in this like loop and like I've been sitting on the couch being like, do the thing, Danny, do the thing, do the thing." And he'll be like, "Give me two push-ups, jump up and down 2 times and drink 3 sips of water." And I would do that and get like this dopamine hit and all of a sudden be motivated and be like, okay, I'm out of it. I can do things. And like those seem so simple. And then the Pomodoro method I like have to use for that hour that I'm doing like the 20 minutes of meditation.
Yeah, I love the Pomodoro method.
But yeah, so it gets me through all of those things. And then we have to be balanced. And so I used to just be all work, no play. Or like then I would get burned out and be all play and then like the work would just and I'd have to play catch up. So you're in this like burnout cycle. And that's why we wanna learn from our friends on this podcast. I'm gonna bring them on and be like, what do you know? I had a friend who said that she dates like for skills. And I think I sort of did that. I didn't date many people. I was always like, I'm too busy. But like I dated a person who did economics and like I really got into it and like learned a lot about like my 401k and like diversifying or like fund to funds. And I'm just throwing out all this
Yes.
lingo, but really in my mind, it makes sense. And then like I dated another person and he was like an engineer and that really helped me in my career. And then I dated another person and like they were already in the physical therapy field, you know? And so it's pretty funny, like thinking about like having, we don't know what our friends do. There can be so many skills that are valuable to our lives that like nobody's given them the opportunity to share and like
Yeah.
discovered them. Like I feel like we're gonna give our, we're gonna be able to discover our friends. So
Yeah.
call to action, friends,
Let's
come
do
and join
it.
us. Yeah.
Come and join us. We can't wait to tell your stories and to hear like more about what you do and what you love and why you do it. I think the why would be really
Yes.
interesting.
The
Yeah.
why is always different. And like also just the stories of like where people are in their age group, in their like time of life. And I know for us, like we're doing multiple things and like we have an overarching career, but I mean, we're also getting to the age where it's like a lot of our friends either have kids or they're
Yep.
having kids, and like you and I don't have kids.
Yep.
And so we want to hear from our friends who do have them and like people who don't have them. And that's like both our norms.
Exactly.
And you know, I think that's what makes us and like whoever's going to be on here more relatable, because it's the day in, day out dailies that we kind of want to invite on to here. I wanted to end with if you have a New York story, because living in New York is kind of crazy. I also have one, so I will probably go after you. That happened tonight, and I almost told you before
Yes.
podcast, but I kind of want to see your authentic like reaction. So,
Oh, yes. Okay, I have one. I have a really good one. So the other day, I told you I work at Levin, and this guy comes in, and he ordered a slice of our banana chocolate chip bread. It's this delicious bread. It was on Thursday that he came in, and I gave it to him, and he said, "Hey, like, can I?" He's like, and he hesitated for a second. He said, "I need to tell you something. Do you have a minute?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course. Like, I'm all ears, man." And he goes, "This bread is so good. And I love it so much that I wrote a song about it. And it's coming out on my album that's being released tomorrow." And I was like, "What?" And so I got his like confirmation. It's called Banana Chocolate Chip Bread, and it's
Oh
by
my God,
Justin.
wait, you posted this.
Yes. Oh, I
Oh,
did.
this makes so much more sense to me.
Yep. And the song is, it's a piano piece and it's just so gorgeous. And he was like, "Thank you so much for like, it was a really nice full circle moment to like come back and like try it." 'Cause of course I gave him another slice, 'cause I said, "You got to celebrate tomorrow
Yeah.
morning with a slice of the bread." And I know it was just so sweet.
Oh my God.
It was a
For
good
people
one.
who don't know about Levain, so they have these huge, first of all, they have these huge chocolate like cookies. Like it's like a big scoop and then it's perfectly like it's like crunchy a little bit on the outside, but like ooey gooey like cookie dough on the inside. And like famous for the chocolate chip cookie, they have like banana bread with chocolate chips in it. And like my favorite is, even though I'm now sadly gluten-free, found out I used to have the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie that would replenish me after I would like do my long runs for half marathons and marathons. Like I couldn't even finish the cookie. Like they're so big. And now there's like multiple stores, but I swear the quality is like how you guys ended up like being able to keep the quality is beyond me.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And
Delicious.
that's how they started, was that they were running marathons, well, training for triathlons, and they were like, "What's a good post-workout snack?" And it was this cookie. So
So delicious. And if you are gluten-free, they also have a delicious gluten-free cookie that Jackie always makes sure that I can have.
we get it sent for Danny.
It's so great. So I made it a habit of like occasionally visiting, well, I guess a
Yes.
habit isn't occasional, but so one time I nobody seemed to think this was weird because we live in New York, but I met up with a friend and we wanted to if you've never seen a movie, it's a throwback called Say Anything with John Cusack. And we wanted to visit Jackie because we heard that she was working on the 4th of July. And if you know anything about me, I'm a super big lightweight. And I had one margarita, was in Brooklyn, texted our friend Olivia and was like, meet me at Levain. We're gonna like do this thing to Jackie. And by the way, I texted her like halfway through this margarita. So that's how much of a lightweight I am. Olivia proceeds to watch Say Anything and realizes that I want to hold the speaker over my head playing the Peter Gabriel song to serenade Jackie. So I get into a cab. Olivia meets me on the Upper West Side. Like 25 minutes later, I see her and we're outside the wrong store. We're like looking in there. I have like this speaker. And we're like, what the heck? Where's Jackie? We didn't realize that she was in the original store. And like, we're trying to be secretive about it. So then Olivia goes down there and she's recording the whole thing. She's like, hi, how are you? And Jackie's like, hey. Just like unsuspecting. Meanwhile, I am like two sheets to the wind. And like, I come in these like Utz chip like glasses that I got at a grocery store in Brooklyn for free, and like holding a speaker over my head, playing the Peter Gabriel song. I don't remember what the name of the song is. Oh, In Your Eyes. And I'm like
Yes.
descending the steps, and Jackie loses her freaking mind. There's people in the store, and they just like continue to order.
Yeah,
And they're
everything
like,
is
I don't
just
know what's going on here. But it was one of the greatest moments. But that was a great New York moment.
That
And
was a
like,
great moment.
Olivia, hopefully you will be on here next because we can recap the
Yes.
whole thing.
Yes.
So my New York moment is kind of a gross one. I was texting Jackie before this episode. I was like, hey, I'm on the Upper West Side. I'm seeing a patient. I'm going to be back in my clinic. And so I'm rushing. I like have to take the 3 Express down to 42nd Street and then switch to the NQR. So I like hop on, I get off of the one, I'm running through the subway station, and like there's like an exit, and then there's stairs that descend where I was trying to get to the NQR. And like the exit overlooked, like had these like bars that could look down at the railing. And I want to gag. I wasn't paying attention, and thank God I like stopped to check my phone, because right when I stopped, I hear this like, and this homeless person snot rocketed. He was outside of the gate, snot rocketed this like gross booger across my path that if I hadn't have checked my text messages to see if Jackie texted me, would have gone in my hair or on my face. And I like looked at it and it looked like a bird poop. Ugh! And I just, this is New
My.
York City. And I feel like I
Oh.
escaped death, and I don't know. But also like the homeless person, I just, or the houseless.
Yeah.
I'm unsure how to say that at this point. I looked
Yes.
up at them and I was just like trying to figure out like, did that really happen? Like, what was going on? Not only does the person behind me get mad at me because I'm blocking the stairs, but then the unhoused person
Yes.
waves at me. I was like, okay. And I like descend the stairs. I was just like, what is going on? I just need to get back to the clinic. That's
That's
the noise that we
bold.
travel through every single day, though. Like, it's a different beast to live here.
It's insane. I got on the subway after work today, and I like it had been a long day on my feet. I had cookie baked all day, and I just wanted to like. And the train was packed, and I was like, "Oh gosh, oh gosh, it's exhausting. It's
It's really
exhausting."
exhausting because then, like, if you're standing in front of the doors and the doors open, you either have to step out or you're in people's ways. And then you're like, okay, I have 3 more stops. And then it's so much to imbibe sensory overload.
Exactly. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But we're doing it.
We're doing it because it's our turn. We're living.
Yes, it is.
So we will recap really quickly that we can't wait to have our friends
Yes.
on this podcast. And I feel like I just got to know you more, even though we've known each other for a couple of years now.
I know.
So this is just fun in and of itself. And so we talked about some great purposes of why we're here, learning from each other, learning from our friends, learning from real life experiences that like are within all of our grasps, continuing to be each other's cheerleaders while grabbing our spotlights. And I think that's possible. There's enough space for all of us. And then
Exactly.
recapping some of our favorite like celebrity things and gossip that we like to talk about, which I will try so that I'll watch a little Love is Blind. Right now, full disclosure, we're watching Virgin River.
Oh, I heard
Somebody
that.
got sued.
Yes.
It's so not good, but still gonna watch
Oh, I love
it.
it.
Yeah, if I can tempt you at all, just so that we can
Talk
rehash
about
it, whether
something.
it's on here or not.
Yes.
And then lastly, we can't wait to have our friends on here and also talk about if they live in New York City, some of their New York moments as well. So if any of you guys want to visit Jackie in person, she tends to work at the 74th Street
Yes, I'm at the
Bakery.
74th Street location bakery. I mostly close on like Wednesdays to Saturdays. I open on Mondays. Come
Yes.
visit anytime. I love to have visitors. Please come say hi.
Oh my gosh. So it's our turn, but it's also
Let's do it.
your turn too. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you,
All right.
Danny.
We'll see you guys later. Bye,
See you
Jackie.
soon. Bye. Bye.